The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly with Donald Novis, Bill Thompson, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with A New Sun in the Sky. After last week's show, I had a telephone call from one of our listeners, and it looks as though I've got another question to answer. This lady said, I know I should wax my floors, but what about all those extra uses I've heard about for Johnson's Wax? Are they really important? Well, I'll say this. If you could take a peek at the letters that come in here every day, you'd know they're important. One woman writes, I wax my windowsills and painted woodwork. Another, I wax my parchment lampshades, ornaments, picture frames. A third writes, I wax my enameled refrigerator and my pantry shelves. Now, why do they wax all these things? For the same reasons they wax their floors. For protection, beautification, and labor saving. Protection against fingerprints, surface scratches, and stains. Adding a rich, mellow beauty to every corner of the house. Saving work throughout the entire year because a waxed surface sheds dirt and dust, is easily kept spotless. Now, if you haven't tried these extra uses for Johnson's Wax, you're missing a good bet. But be sure you get the genuine Johnson's Wax in either paste or liquid form. The wax that has given such lasting satisfaction for over 50 years. And remember, you can save one third by buying the larger sizes. There's been quite a discussion at 79 Westville Vista, a discussion as to whether or not Fibber should get busy and take down the window screens for the winter. It was quite an argument while it lasted. And here on a stepladder, taking down the window screens, is the loser. Very busy under the watchful eye of the winner, Mrs. Simon Legree McGee. A combination otherwise known as Fibber McGee and Molly.
I guess that's enough for today, Molly. I'll take the rest of them down later.
Oh, no, you don't, McGee. If we don't get the screens off and the curtains cleaned and all, what on earth will the neighbors think?
What do I care what the neighbors think? They don't think we're clean. They got dirty minds. Tattletale gray matter, you might say. Don't you get it, Molly?
Ain't funny, McGee.
Shucks, and I got up in the middle of the night to write that one down.
Well, after this, McGee, keep your nightmares to yourself. Now get busy on that next screen.
Oh, all right. Get the dead out of
here. Hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter. Need a handyman to help you take down them screens?
No, thank you, Mr. Oldtimer. My husband can handle it all right.
Hey!
She says I can do it myself. She's starting a new production next week called Painting the Garage, and this is my screen test.
That's pretty good, Johnny, but that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to other feller, see, says, see where they claim that the weather is caused by spots on the sun. Ever see my kid's freckles? What's that got to do with it, says t'other feller. Well, says the first feller, I got a theory that the spots in my son are caused by the weather. Well, don't strain yourself, Johnny. Remember, if muscles were meant to be so important, they wouldn't have been hid under your skin.
Hold the ladder, Molly. I'm coming down.
Oh, what for? You've only taken down 2 screens.
I know, but I feel kind of faint.
Oh.
Help me down, will you?
Oh, you poor dear. Oh. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Where do you feel the worst?
Up on the ladder.
Well, now, there's only one thing for you to do, dearie, and that's go to bed. Now, come on in the house and lie down.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute, Molly. I can't go to bed. I just happened to think there's a smoker at the club tonight, and I got to interview a lot of talent. Did I tell you about that guitar player I discovered? He's terrific. He's marvelous.
Now, don't excite yourself, McGee. You better run up to bed.
Oh, I don't want to go to bed.
You're going to bed.
But, Molly, I don't want...
You're going to bed.
That's what I say. I think I ought to go to bed. On second thought, Molly, I'll just lie down here on the davenport.
Come in.
Good day, madam. I'm from the Whisper Vista Exterminating Company. Are you troubled with pests?
Yes.
What kind?
Salesman from Exterminating Company.
I get it.
What was that, Molly?
Oh, that was just a man from the exterminating company.
Oh, too bad you couldn't give him some work to do, Molly. Them poor fellows just live from hand to mouth. Oh, am I sick.
You must.
I'll get it, Molly. It's mostly that, must be that guitar player.
Lie still, dearie, lie still. Don't exert yourself. I'll answer it.
Okay.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Yes? Yes. No. No.
Oh, yes, what's all this?
What? Yes. That's right. Genius. Don't mention it. Goodbye.
Who's that?
Wrong number.
That was a lot of conversation for a wrong number.
Oh, don't be so suspicious, McGee. Somebody wanted to know if Billy Mills' next number was going to be Sweet Sue, and that was wrong. The right number is Pagan Love Song.
Oh. Well, prop me up, Molly. I want to hear it. About keeping me laying down all the rest of the day, are you, Molly?
Well, I certainly am. I've even called the doctor. Now, in the meantime, take this medicine.
Well, what is it?
Well, I don't know, but the label says it's good for man or beast, and you've been working like a dog. Here, take it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. I hope that's my guitar player.
Come in.
How do you do, madam? Did you call for a doctor?
Oh, yes. How do you do, doctor? I want you to look at me husband. He was suddenly took ill whilst taking down the window screen.
Oh, yes, yes. Quite an epidemic of that these days. I think I'd better give him a shot in the arm.
Ow! Hey, what's the idea?
No, don't get excited. Just a flesh wound. Here, let me put a bandage on it.
Oh.
There you are. Lucky thing I was here when this happened.
Say, doctor, give him a good looking over.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Incidentally, Doc, you don't look very good yourself.
I don't?
No, your color's bad. Let's see your tongue.
Nah.
Very bad. Let me feel your pulse, Doc. Oh, no, the other foot.
You think it's anything serious? I've been working pretty hard here lately.
It's pretty hard to tell, Doc, on a hasty examination like this. Do you ever have dizzy spells?
Well, I...
Any loss of appetite?
Now that you speak of it,
I... Shall I leave the room whilst you examine the doctor, McGee?
Oh, never mind, Molly. I'm nearly through. Now, listen, Doc. I don't want to alarm you, but you got a bad shape. I mean, you're in bad shape. I'd advise a complete rest, no excitement, and a bland diet.
Oh, my gosh. I better get home and go to bed.
What a doctor. I wouldn't let him doctor my horse.
Why, you haven't got a horse.
Well, I got a good mind to get one just to not let him doctor it. Oh, let me get up, Molly. I feel better. Besides, I got to take that guitar player down to the club when he comes. You ought to hear him, Molly. Why, he's Nick Lucas and Bing Crosby all rolled into one.
That must be very uncomfortable for both of them. Now, you lie still and get some rest whilst I take down the rest of the curtain. And if you want anything, just call me, dearie.
This is a fine state of how do you do. I can get myself into more scrapes than an old-fashioned razor. That rat the dead.
Hello, Fisher.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Say, what is this I'm hearing about you being under the climate?
You mean under the weather, Nick. Yes, that's right. I guess I've just been overworking.
Well, for scream's sake, I hope it is only being slightly fatal. I'm hearing that there is quite an epidermis of hay fever.
Not epidermis, epidemic. Epidermis is your skin.
It is? That's funny. I never noticed it. How does it feel?
How does what feel?
Well, maybe not. Anyway, I'm being quite susceptible to having hay fever myself about this time of the year. In September, act sober and no wonder.
You are, eh? What makes you think you have hay fever?
Oh, well, every night about half past Amos and Andy, I'm getting in a terrible fever to hit the hay. You grab me?
Maybe that's what I got, Nick.
Is that so? You must be in a very serious condition. If I were you, Fizzer...
Yeah?
And thank goodness I'm somebody else. I would watch my stomach very closely. And the best way to do that is to cut a little hole in the front of your shirt. Well, I hope you're back on my feet again soon. If you're not feeling better tomorrow, don't you wish you'd been more careful yesterday?
Cheerful guy he is.
Did I hear you talking to someone, McGee?
Yeah, Nick DePopulos was just in. What you got there, Molly?
A thermometer. I want to take your temperature.
Uh-oh. Where'd you get the thermometer?
Well, what a question.
Huh?
Well, you've seen it 1,000 times. It's been hanging outside the kitchen door for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, well, wait till I put my hat on, Molly. I'd rather know what my temperature is in the shade.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, Molly. Say, what's the matter with you, Fibber?
Oh, hi, Harlow. Oh, I guess I've been overdoing things a little.
Gee.
Yeah, I got took sick right in the middle of taking down the windscreen.
Gee.
Come on, me, just like, snap your fingers for me, Harlow. I'm kind of weak.
Okay.
Thanks. Come on, me, just like that.
Now, just sit down and make yourself at home, Mr. Wilcox. And don't you tire yourself talking too much, dearie. I've got to go soak me curtain.
Okay, Molly. Hey, Harlow.
Yeah?
Shut the door.
What's the matter, pal?
Shh, not so loud. Huh? Bend down here a minute.
Yeah?
Look, I ain't really sick. I'm gold-bricking. I got so dad rather tired of working around here, I pulled a fake. You catch on to it?
Sure, I know how it is. All men get panicky about house cleaning time. But it doesn't bother smart housewives anymore.
Huh? It don't?
No. Not the ones that have learned about Johnson's wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Glow coat is practically done away with old-fashioned floor scrubbing, you know. It gives linoleum a beautiful wax finish without any rubbing or buffing.
You hear that, folks? Use Johnson's wax and you can drag a commercial in by the heels without leaving a scratch. Go on, Cuddles.
Well, Well, that's all, except that Johnson's paste or liquid wax on wood floors and furniture makes old-time housekeeping as simple as ABC.
Yeah.
And when I say ABC, I mean always bright and cheerful. Why, do you know, Fibber?
McGee, why, well, what are you two whispering about?
Who? Us?
Well, I just didn't want to disturb Fibber too much, Molly. He's a pretty sick fella.
I'm afraid he is, too, Mr. Wilcox. I don't know exactly what to do about it.
Well, if I were you, I'd give him a good dose of castor oil, rub his chest with bear's grease, and keep him off cigars for a week or so. Take care of yourself, pal.
Well, of all the dirty... That ain't the worst ingratitude. Bear's grease. Hey, Molly, that must be that guitar player. If it is, stick around and listen. The guy's tremendous. What a voice.
Now,
what...
easy, dearie, easy. Don't get excited.
Okay.
Now. Come in. Mrs. McGee and Mr. McGee.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington?
Hi, Uppie.
Oh, my, it's nice to see you both looking so well.
I ain't well, Uppie. I've been sick.
Really? Oh, now please, Mr. McGee. Oh, I'm afraid you're just pulling my leg. I mean, but that's what I admire about you. Your drollery.
Hand me a handkerchief, Molly. Up, he says I'm drolling.
Quiet, McGee. No fooling, Mrs. Uppington. He is sick.
Oh, well, then it's probably just the change in temperature. Now, personally, I make every effort to keep in perfect physical condition. I have been going to a trainer 3 times a week at the gymnasium, you know.
Oh, how are you on the trapeze, Uppie? Can't you just see her, Molly? I'll bet she flies through the air with the greatest of effort.
I don't know, McGee. I think it's very sensible of Mrs. Uppington to keep herself in condition.
Oh, yes, you have no idea how it tones one up. Why, I can actually feel my wrinkles just fading away.
Oh, not really.
Well, what's wrong with a few wrinkles, Uppy? After all, a wrinkle is just a dimple that got up to stretch and never sat down again. I feel a little better now. Don't you get it, Uppy? I said.
Oh, yes, yes, that was very amusing. Yeah.
I thought it was killing you.
Oh, yes, indeed. But Mrs. McGee, you must try my athletic trainer. He is so delightfully brutal. Why, I have seen him tear a telephone book in two with his bare hands.
Oh, dear, dear.
Yes. I asked him how on earth he ever learned to do it, and you know what he said?
What did he say, Uppy?
Well, it was so amusing. He said he got started by tearing up one telephone number at a time when he got married. Wasn't that silly? Oh, my. Well, I must be going. Goodbye.
Folks, here is a rare bit from our Welsh warbler. Donald Novus singing The Man with the Mandolin.
The music man is coming, a happy song he's humming. Billy-um-bum-bum, billy-um-bum, here comes the man with the mandolin. Billy-um-bum-bum, billy-um-bum, he'll cheer you up till your ship comes in. Lovable old fella, playing an old tune. He comes around every afternoon. Raggedy old minstrel, wearing a big grin. You love the man with the mandolin. All the kids holler, all the kids holler to the windows above. Mama throw a nickel and the man'll pick a little tune we love. Billy-um-bum-bum, billy-um-bum. Open your heart, let the music in. Billy-um-bum-bum, billy-um-bum. There goes the man with the mandolin. Ah, there comes the man with the mandolin. Ah, he'll cheer you up till your ship comes in. Ah, he comes around every afternoon. Ah, you love the man with the mandolin. Billy-um-bum-bum, billy-um-bum, open your heart, let the music in. yum bum bum beely yum bum. There goes the man with the mandolin.
My, that was grand, Mr. Novak.
I'm glad you liked it, Molly. I used to play the mandolin myself, you know.
Honest, Don? Ain't that a kind of a tough instrument to learn?
Yes, it takes a lot of pluck.
Oh.
Well, see you later, kid.
Well, how do you feel now, dearie?
I'm still kind of weak, Molly. And speaking of the man with the mandolin, I wish that guy with the guitar would show up. I got a good... Oh, that must be him now.
Now, don't get up, McGee. Mustn't tire yourself. I'll see who it is.
Okay, well...
Oh, hello, little girl. McGee, it's only the little girl from across the street.
Oh, hi, sis. You better run on home. I'm sick.
Hmm?
I says I'm sick.
Why?
Dad, granted, how do I know why? I just am, that's all. Probably just got a little run down.
Oh, did you get the license number?
Whose?
Hmm?
Eh?
Sure.
Listen, sis, you better get out of here. Maybe I got something serious. You wouldn't want to get one of my germs, would you?
I don't know. I see one.
What you're talking about? You can't see a germ.
Why?
They're too little, that's why.
Well, maybe we can wait till they grow up, huh?
They don't grow up. They always stay little.
Maybe they don't eat their spinach, I bet you.
Be like that. Germs don't like spinach.
Gee, maybe I'm a germ. I don't either.
Oh, you don't, eh? Listen, sis, go on home. Suppose I had the mumps, or the measles, or the chicken pox, or something.
Gee, that'd be dandy, I bet you. Can I stay and watch?
Dad, Rabbit, can you stay and watch what?
Well, gee, if you got chicken pox, maybe you'll lay an egg, huh?
Go on. I don't lay eggs.
That ain't the way I heard it, I bet you.
You hear what she says, Molly? That rat it, the way I lead with my chin, I ought to be wearing a beard for a shock absorber.
Oh, now calm yourself, dearie.
Well,
after all, you're a sick man and mustn't get excited.
Oh, shucks.
Come in.
Mr. McGee live here?
Yes, he does, but he's not very wealthy. Oh, is that a guitar you have with you?
Well, if it isn't, I'm out $7.98.
Well, come right in,
Saputo, Frankie Saputo, the czar of the guitar.
You don't say. Well, come right in, Mr. Saputo.
Oh, hi, bud. Shucks, I'd about give you up. And listen, Frankie, don't tie up with nobody as manager till you talk to me, see?
Okay, Mr. McGee.
Yes, sir. After tonight, Frankie, you'll have more offers than you can handle.
Oh, my goodness, McGee. Mr. Saputo must be wonderful.
Wonderful. He's a sensation, Molly. And he's been right here in Wistful Vista all the time, working in a filling station.
Oh?
I discovered him myself.
Oh, where did you hear him play, McGee?
Huh? Why, well, as a matter of fact, I never did hear him play.
Well, then how do you know he's so wonderful?
I told him.
Oh.
That's right. Oh, I know he was sincere about it, too, Molly. Well, unlimber the old strum bucket and tear off a little swingaroo. You get this, Molly, now? He not only plays the guitar, but he sings at the same time.
No.
What you gonna do, bud?
Well, my most terrific number is Lazy Bones.
Now, light the fuse, Frankie.
Lazy bones, lying in the sun. I expect to get your work done. Never get it done in the sun. Lazy bones. I expect to make any money. You never make any money that way, or any other way. When taters need friends, I'll bet. This man has fogged. Please, Yvonne. Shake. I expect to make any corn. Meal. You never make any cornmeal, because you don't know how. Because you don't know how.
Well, I must say, McGee, that Mr. Saputo is certainly different.
Yeah, he's even different than I... Well, much obliged, Frankie, my boy. I'll let you know what the committee decides.
Okay, Mr. McGee.
So you dug him up all by yourself. Well, all I got to say is you better bury him again.
Shucks, I didn't realize. I mean, I thought I... Well, I guess it's just as well I didn't take him down to the club, Molly. I'm sicker than ever now.
Well, you just lie there and get some rest. I want you to be well enough tomorrow to finish taking the screens down.
Well,
here.
I wouldn't be surprised if you hadn't better get somebody else, Molly. I got a hunch this is the beginning of a long illness. Now, why can't people leave a sick man alone?
Hush, dearie, don't fret. I'll see who it is.
What a day. I'm darn near convinced myself.
Hello, lady. We had a rush call for a stretcher. Is this the place?
Oh, yes, the stretcher. Bring it right in, please.
Okay. Come on, Joe. Bring it in.
Stretcher. Uh-oh. Oh, no, they don't. They don't take me out of here on no stretcher. Hey, Molly.
What is it, McGee?
Tell them to take it away. I ain't sick. I was just kidding.
What?
I was just faking, Molly. I ain't really sick. Kind of fooled you, though, didn't I? Well, I guess I'll go out and take the rest of the screens down. Take the stretcher away, fellas. We don't need it.
Oh, yes, we do, McGee.
Huh?
That's the stretcher for me curtain.
You mean there wasn't a... Oh, God.
Often heard the expression, you can't do two things at once. Well, you can put that down as wrong, and I'll tell you two things you can do at once. You can clean and wax polish your car at once in the same operation with CarNew, that revolutionary new auto product developed by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Before the days of CarNew, you had to use a cleaner first and then a wax. Two products. Today, CarNew does both jobs in half the time it used to take. Simply put it on, it dries to a powder, you wipe it off, that's all there is to it. If your car is a brand new 1940 model, or if it's 10 years old, you should wax polish it right now with CarNew. Get it ready for those bad weather days that are ahead. Make your job of winter cleaning easy. You can buy CarNew wherever auto supplies are sold, or from your regular wax dealer. Everybody's buying it, and they're all beginning to say, your car looks like new when you use CarNew.
Well, McGee, I never thought you'd try to get out of doing your work by pretending to be sick. Aren't you ashamed?
Yeah, I am, Molly. Ashamed I didn't think of it before. I'd have got away with it, too, if you hadn't brung in that stretcher. That's when I lost hope.
Oh, hope! Oh, my goodness. Come on, McGee. Let's hurry home and listen to the radio. He's back tonight.
Who?
Bob Hope.
Oh, okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night at this same time. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.